he's bad and ain't got no class. I'm gonna rock this shotgun up his motherfucking ass.
Man, move over and let me pass. Oh, they have to be pulling these hush puppets out your motherfucking ass. What the shit is this?
That's what Trash Man says y'all want. So motherfucker, that's what y'all gonna get, bitch. Gonna get a whole bunch of ignorant nigger shit right in your goddamn face. That's right, motherfucker. Fat Mac gonna give you what you want.
I can dig it.
Ignorant nigger shit.
I can dig it.
That's what Trash Man says y'all want. So motherfucker, that's what y'all gonna get, bitch. Gonna get a whole bunch of ignorant nigger shit. Bitch.
Bitch, are you for real?
Ignorant nigger shit.
That's for fucking with me, you no business born insecure motherfuckers! Motherfuckers!
What the hell does that rat suit eating motherfucker want with me?
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, the Fat Mac motherfucker, almighty 3XL coming at y'all, live and direct from MacCity.com, MacCity.com, y'all know what time it is, motherfuckers. Another excursion into the unknown, that's right, man. Today will be the first installment of a new show that I'm doing called The Ignorant Nigga Bullshit Show. And I'd like to thank my motherfucking nigga Trash Man for inspiring me to do this show, man. Yeah, man, we ain't gonna really be dealing with no topics of fucking substance today. We'll be doing a typical nigga shit, talking about pimping and hoeing and macking and tricking and simping and, ooh, look at those shiny rims, ooh, you know, all that kind of shit. We'll be doing that kind of shit, you know, because that's what Trash Man says y'all want, so motherfucker, that's what y'all gonna get, bitch. Gonna get a whole bunch of ignorant nigger shit right in your goddamn face. That's right, motherfucker. Fat Mac gonna give you what you want. Ignorant nigger shit. So, what is first on the agenda on the ignorant nigger shit show? I would like to speak on something, what we call ghetto survival out here in these streets, man. If y'all motherfuckers want to know how the Fat Mac does his thing and he basically repels haters and gets motherfuckers off his dick, I would like to basically direct you to the nearest Ice Cube album. That's right, well, they don't make albums anymore, but, you know, you can pick up a CD or a DVD or, hey, you know, if you just happen to have an Ice Cube album, you know, what's the motherfuckers called, putting wax, you know what I mean? Celluloid, whatever the fuck, you know, that old school shit. Hey, just pick one of them motherfuckers up. Look at Ice Cube. Look at the way that nigga looking on his album or his cover. And bam, there you go. There's the first lesson of today on the Ignorant Nigga Bullshit Show. That is the first lesson of today. This is how I survive in the hood against motherfuckers a lot of times. You know, the best defense is a good offense. This is a very offensive weapon that I use. Now you're saying, motherfucker, what is you talking about? I don't understand what you're getting at. What the fuck? Man, look at the way Ice Cube is looking, man. Look at this nigga, man. Don't he look ferocious? Don't this nigga look like he about to handle something, nigga? Yes, today on the Ignorant Nigga Show, Fat Mac would like to speak on the lost art of the thug mug. Yes, the Thug Mug, my friend. Look at Ice Cube. Look at the way his brow is ruffled. Look at the way his eyes are squinted. Look at the way his nose is kind of like, you know, kind of scrunched up. You know, he looking like I wish a motherfucker would test me. You know what I'm saying? The Thug Mug, man. So that's what y'all motherfuckers got to practice on, man. You out there in them streets and you don't want a motherfucker to say nothing to you. You got to put that Thug Mug on, nigga. This is Ignorant Nigga Shit Show by the Fat Mac. If you want to goddamn learn how to be a real boss, a real don in the hood, not to have nobody fuck with you, then nigga, this is what you need to do. You need to practice the goddamn Thug Mug, nigga. So this is what we doing. Go to the mirror, right? Relax. You know, shake all the cobwebs off, right? Look intensely into the mirror. Now go. Go ahead, nigga. Do it. Do it, nigga. Squint, squirm, goddamn it, scrunch your nose up. I mean, look at yourself like you want to beat your own ass, nigga. Come on, do it. Don't be scared of yourself, nigga. Do it.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Are you scared yet? I scares myself to death when I do the goddamn Thug Mug, nigga. I'm trying to tell you. You know, you're walking down the street. You got about 5-6, you know, young whippersnappers with the cornrows and the goddamn white tees and all this kind of shit, man. You might be in a foreign part of town where motherfuckers don't know you. Nigga, it's time for the Thug Mug, nigga. You can't be walking around like you're goddamn shopping for gumdrops and lollipops, nigga. You got to put that face on, man, like you about to drop off a couple of keys, nigga. Shit, like I said, look in the mirror, practice that shit, scrunch your face up, grit your teeth, like, yeah, bitch, what, bitch, fuck do I do, bitch, god damn it, you know what I'm saying, god damn it, if you ain't scaring yourself, it ain't working, you got to scare yourself, man.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Okay. Basically, that's lesson number one on the Ignorant Nigga Bullshit Show. I am the Fat Mac. I will be your host and your guide through the Mac City Limits. And I would like you to go ahead and look to your right. All right, right over there, you see Trash Man's punk ass talking shit about my show. You son of a bitch. You better quit it. You hurt my feelings. Okay, and then over here, you look to your, what was it? We already looked to the left, or did we look to the right? I don't know. Then we got my other partner over here, Taylor Made, doing that chop the screw shit. Man, I like to also publicly thank my nigga Taylor Made for inviting me to be on his Blunts and Broads tape, man. Mixtape. I always wanted to be on a Taylor Made chopped and screwed joint, man. And I was really flattered and I was elated to go ahead and lend a hand on that tape, man. So Taylor Made, anytime you want a motherfucker to drop something or whatever, man, holla at me. Cause I was like, man, I was geeked on that shit. I really loved it, man. I was like, damn, I'm on a Taylor Made tape, nigga. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, I'm taking a break. You know how we do. The Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, talking motherfucking, not trash, fuck trash, nigga. We talking bullshit on the Ignorant Nigga Bullshit Show, where ain't nothing but ignorant bullshit gonna be spoke on. Goddamn it, nigga bullshit. Coming at you live and direct from Chronic Central, Chronic Cast, Mac City, TrashManVideo.net. You bastard. Fuck you, nigga. I'm out.
Yeah. 40 ounces of malt liquor make me want to taste something.
Sit rolling around, sitting on doves. Count my hours high on shrubs. Cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
Lovers wanna love, I don't even want it.
None of the above, I want to piss on you.
Yes, I do, I'll piss on you, I'll pee on you.
Set your body, is a porta potty. And my pee got kicked. I'm gonna pee on you. Drip, drip, drip. Pee on you. Pour on you. It's on you. It's on you. You'll never feel quite the same when you get a whiff of my Hershey stains. I wanna poop on you too. I want to pee in your food. Only thing to make my life complete is when I turn your face to a toilet seat. I want to pee on you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll pee on you. I'll piss on you. Haters wanna hate. Lovers wanna love. I don't even want none of the above. I want to piss on you. Yes, I do. I'll piss on you. I'll pee on you. Won't you braid my hair? So won't you braid my hair? Before you start, I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna fall on you.
Fat Mac, baby, almighty 3XL. Doing the damn thing on the ignorant nigga bullshit show. We talk about nothing but ignorant nigga bullshit. No lofty, highfalutin ideas or subject matter. Not on this one. No metaphysics, no politics, no religion. Nothing that's really pertinent and really relevant. Fuck that. You niggas would rather hear shit like this, so fuck it. I'ma say shit like this. Next topic of discussion will be rims. Hey, I like rims. I like shiny rims. I really do. Hey, ever just be driving down the street and shit and you see a nigga with, like, you know, some really shiny rims? You're like, wow, those are some really shiny rims. excuse me, bitch. Where'd you get them rims? Yo, man, you know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying? I went down just down there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, man, you know what I'm saying, man. God damn it. I just like shiny rims. Do you guys like shiny rims? I like shiny rims. No, it really irks the fuck out of me, though. I hate to see a nigga with the coldest, shiniest rims ever created on a fucking bucket. I hate that shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers have probably heard this shit before from comedians and shit, niggas talking about that. But, man, I can't stand to see a nigga with a $500 car with a $2,000 set of fucking rims, man. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, what are you thinking, man? That's the most ridiculous shit that I can't deal with that shit, man. That is some ignorant nigga bullshit, if I ever seen it, man. Hey, if you gonna buy a goddamn $2,000 set of shiny rims, please put them on something that's, goddamn, at least with... Let me put you this way. At least within the past decade, you know, your car should be at least 10 years old. You know what I mean? Not 30, motherfucker. God damn. This shit is ridiculous, man. I don't understand what y'all niggas is talking about. Ooh. Look at them rims. Especially if you's a bitch. If you's a female. And if you's a dude, you just trying to get some ass or whatever, man. Nigga, all you need is some rims. That's all you need. And that's why niggas be putting $2,000 worth of goddamn rims on a $500 goddamn car. Because they know some dumbass hood bitch is going to be like, ooh, look at those rims. This is the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, and the Ignorant Nigga Bullshit Show. Once again, telling you that the topics today will be of an ignorant nigger bullshit flavor. No, there will be no high, lofty, highfalutin, should I say, substantial, good arguments today. No, there will be no religion, once again, no metaphysics, once again, no politics, none of that. Fuck you, trash man. Giving you what you want. This what you want, you got it. More ignorant nigger bullshit. I'm taking a break. I'll be back.
You know, we're gonna hang out with Rick James tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the best looking motherfuckers you've ever seen. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm saying?
Nothing of substance. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Nothing but just dumbass nigga shit on this show. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Nothing but just dumbass nigga shit. Nothing but just dumbass nigga shit on this show. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Nothing but just dumbass nigga shit. Ignorant nigger bullshit, yes. So that's what it is today. Nothing fucking of relevance, nothing of substance. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Nothing but just dumbass nigga shit on this show.
Well, allow me, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL motherfucker coming from the Mac City Limits, to explain something to you jabronis about my last show. It was called Dead Nigger Storage, and I feel the need to go ahead and explain this because I got a couple emails. Motherfuckers didn't really understand the gist of what I was doing. See, back in the day when I was into Knowledge of Self, you know what I mean, about Black Power and all that good shit, we used to like call niggas walking around with crosses on their neck that was Christians. We used to call y'all niggas mentally dead, you feel me? Or just any nigga that didn't have knowledge of self, didn't know where he was from, didn't know where he was at, didn't know where he was going. Just motherfuckers with no knowledge of self. The first commandment in life, motherfucker, and anything that you do is to know thyself. And if you didn't know thyself, then you was dead. Mentally dead, spiritually dead, which leads to, of course, the physical death. Am I getting too deep for you? Let me tell you something. Anyway, the show was self-titled Dead Nigger Storage due to the fact that the trash man wanted me to do nothing but shovel a whole bunch of dead nigger shit over here at Chronic Cast. Ooh, look at them asses. Ooh, look at them titties. Ooh, I sell dope. Ooh, I'm gonna fuck that bitch. Ooh, look at the shiny rims. You know, shit like that. You know, I be pimping. I be macking. Oh, I got hoes. Hoes. Just same old nigga shit. And I wasn't gonna do it, man. I was gonna broaden the horizons. I was gonna just go ahead and just try and give a little something new. A little breath of fresh air. And so, basically, He wanted me to keep y'all niggas mentally dead. But I'm basically saying, no, I'm not going to have a dead nigger storage platform. I'm not going to have a place where you do nothing but back in mentally dead niggas and feed them mentally dead food, motherfuckers. I ain't gonna do it. Ain't gonna do it. But he's the boss man, and he decides what gets play over at Chronic Cast, so I guess it's just what I got to do. I got to go ahead and feed y'all ignorant nigga bullshit just to make him happy, and evidently to make y'all happy too. So, that's right. It was self-titled Dead Nigger Storage, because that's all I was doing, was storing dead niggers. I was teaching dead nigga shit. So, there it is. There it is in a nutshell. That's why I called it Dead Nigger Storage. Because Chronic Cast is basically a place where you store dead niggas. Dead niggas in the mental sense, in the mind state. And with that said, without further ado, it's time to play some music. How about the nice, lofty sounds of some ignorant nigger shit of the rap persuasion? How'd you like that? Huh. Okay. Be back in a minute.
Hello. This is the offices of Dr. Octagon. If you have insurance and medical problems, I'm here for you for any type of intestine surgery, rectal rebuilding, relocated saliva glands, and chimpanzee acne. And of course, moose bumps. You can call 1-800-PP51-DOODOO. I'm in your corner.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
First patient, pull out the skull, remove the cancer, breaking his back, chisel next for the answer. Supersonic, bionic, robot, voodoo power, equator X, my chance to flex skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge, antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More waste up, low blood cells in your face, react with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles. Armed with 7 rounds of space doodoo pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver, forehead looking mean. Astronauts get played, tough like a ukulele. As I'm moving rockets, overriding levels. Nothing's aware, same data, same system. New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Now my helmet's on, you can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet, coming down a rampart through beam on the street. Obsolete, confused, compounds and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent, economic vomit, I save, restore food. In capsule D, my program is ability, far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code, unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible, make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus friend, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. two, sending FedEx. I program one and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-60L3, computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal, upside down through polygons, fighting pentagons. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. Five colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
Check 1, 2, goddamn, the ignorant nigga bullshit show it full of fucking fact. I predict that this will be my most fucking popular show ever in the history of goddamn the Max City Limits, because basically I'm totally and unequivocally giving niggas what they want. Ignorant nigger bullshit, yes. So that's what it is today. Nothing fucking of relevance, nothing of substance. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Nothing but just dumbass nigga shit on this show. And the next dumbass nigga shit I'd like to point out is niggas robbing other motherfuckers, especially like convenience stores and shit. Y'all ever see this shit? Motherfuckers break into a goddamn convenience store, especially while the motherfuckers open. They don't even wait till the motherfuckers close, but they go in, they wear their fucking guns around. Yo, 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 check all that shit in, son. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Hey, reach in there, yo. Yo, son, let me get all the cash, son. You know what I'm saying? They go through all this shit, waving the pistols, harassing the goddamn clerk, goddamn scaring the goddamn patrons and all this shit. The goddamn, what's that motherfucker? The goddamn clerk opens up the goddamn cash register, hands this dumbass nigga $50. What the fuck? This motherfucker that committed armed robbery for 50 goddamn dollars, man. He went through all that shit, and now he can't fucking believe that that's all the motherfucker got. So now he gotta press the goddamn issue. Now I want all the money. I want all the money, goddammit. Where's the rest of it? So now he gotta goddamn go behind the goddamn desk. He gotta look for the secret safe. He gotta look for the secret stash. He tears shit up. By the time he get done trying to look for the extra money, police already there. They fucking cuff and stuff his dumb ass and put him in the back of the goddamn paddy wagon. He did all that fuck shit for $50. Ignorant nigger bullshit, man. That's what I'm talking about. I love goddamn America, man. Only in America when you see this sort of fucking dumbass shit coming from niggas. I swear, man. This nigga, did you do some research on the motherfucker before you robbed him or something? At least do that. Had the common sense to stake the place out or something to see what the fuck's really going on inside. Are they really making that much cheese? If they are making that much cheese, where the fuck do they put the cheese, motherfucker? Do they put it in and register? Do they put it in? Do he put it in his pocket? Do he got a secret safe in the back, motherfucker? Is he stuffing it in his drawers? Where is he putting this motherfucking money before you go in waving your gun, you dumbass nigga?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Ignorant nigger bullshit, it must stop. That's right. My goodness, man. I'm on a rant today, as probably you can tell. And is that it? Well, that's gonna be the end of this one. This is the first installment of the Ignorant Nigger Bullshit Show, and I am the Fat Mac, and I was your host today, and I'm glad that you stopped by. Yes, I am. I'm glad you stopped by, and I'm glad you listened, and I'm glad, hey, we just had a good old time. A dandy old time. So, I would like to say, everybody, motherfuck you, and the horse you rode in on, if you didn't like my show, triple fuck you, and fuck you, trash man, you bastard. God damn it. You better quit it. Quit it. Stop harassing me. I shall be harassed no more. I've given thee what thou wanted. I've given thee ignorant niggerisms.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Did you like it? I must say I rather enjoyed it myself. I ain't gonna front. Anyway, motherfuckers, Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, ChronicCast.com, ChronicCast.org. Check out my nigga TaylorMade, man. Distillery Works, all that chopped and screwed. Everything, man, you know what I'm saying? Check out Trash Man, Dope Man, all that shit. What the fuck? Ignorant nigga bullshit, and I'm out, baby. Have a nice day.
I crank up lyrical flows, spit spats. What's that? The pattern record, don't touch the dats. Yo, check out the pro skills, metaphor fills. Contact, react, the style I'm back, you lack. Channels and handles, automators on the panels. Turning knobs from slobs, suckers like Baskin Robs. Carvel, don't tell, your whole crew is ice cream, fudge. Rappers a budge, making moves, stepping grooves. And ride the pace like at 33, dark shades, now you're seeing me. Rap moves on to the year 3000. 3000. Let me shuffle red. See the black card, it ain't hard. Pick and choose, you lose. Oops, you lost. Check out the boss on Broadway down the walkway. Suckers with mics that end up with tooth decay. I, the doctor, stop ya, in your world, rock ya. Heads bop forever tunes and they won't stop. Like hip hop keeps growing. Sicker showing. Scratches and matches, business money reattaches. Worldwide, deep inside, stocks the diamond rocks. In a million world, billion world, quadrillion world. Rap moves on till the year 3000. 3000. 3000. 3000. 3000. As studies have shown, participator acts walk up, clog up, and mess up, water down the sound that comes from the ghetto. In the middle, the core, you tour, explore, experience what is real, you feel. Changing ways, commercial raps in the grave, stuff on disc that's very whack that you save. You think it's good, won't go platinum, even turn wood. Sell a cassette, your homie's tape deck is wet. You my pet, my poodle, chicken noodles on the rise. Open your eyes and see my light. Rap moves on to the year 3000. 3000. 3000. 3000. 3000. I want to.